My name is Victoria Matranga. I also go by Vicky. I met Henry in probably 1991 or so, maybe 1990, somewhere around there, when he was already probably around 80 years old. I was just starting to learn about industrial design in Chicago and industrial design history, and probably meeting Henry and, of course, Chuck Harrison. Those two individuals probably got me started on what later became a big part of my life, meeting industrial designers and studying the whole field. It really became a passion of mine. As I came to know Henry's work better, of course, I became more excited about what I saw there in the form of its timelessness and its applicability and to all ways of life and to all ages and types of people. Because his furniture particularly and all of the objects that he created for the tabletop, for the kitchen use and so forth, was really based in a very clear understanding of how people lived and what they needed in their lives and functionality. Yes, I think two basic words I think I could use to describe Henry as a person and Henry's work are honesty and integrity. He was firm in his approach to the honesty of materials, the honesty of a function, no extraneous ornamentation, no frills, you just get to the basics of how this product needs to be used and function. And he said if he had a fault, it was that he cared so much about how things worked. And so he models work. If it didn't work in a miniature form, it probably wouldn't work in a large size form. He had to know how the materials were going to function, how the product was going to be made in the factory, how the corners and joints were going to fit together. And so he was very rigorous about that. Similarly, in his honesty and integrity in the way he dealt with people, and the way he ran his business. Years later, of course, when I knew him, it was in the last decades of his life, he had a sort of wistfulness about him because he said, I was never a very good businessman. And so I tried to help him a couple times get clients, and I know more people now than I did then. Unfortunately, I couldn't help him as much as I might have liked. I did succeed in getting him an appointment at Crate & Barrel, and we went there with a portfolio of drawings to see a product development person and tried to get them interested in fireplace andirons and some tableware and some things like that. They looked at the drawings and returned them and, you know, said thank you, but no. As I mentioned, I work for the International Housewares Association, and so my big job is working at the houseware show. So I couldn't go with Henry to the houseware show. He would come himself, and he would walk around McCormick Place by himself, visiting his clients, checking out the latest trends and products, and getting excited about what he saw at the houseware show. I also run a student design competition, and he would come by each year to visit with the students who won the competition that year. And it was very sweet to see him with these young people and to look at the how he responded to the designs that they had on display there and how he would speak to the students and encourage them and, you know, congratulate them. So at the other time of year, at that time of year, the hardware show was in Chicago in the summertime. In August, I believe, it used to come to Chicago, once again, at McCormick Place. So we would walk around McCormick Place, which is a gigantic convention center. It's really many miles. And I would be worried about Henry because, of course, by that time, he was probably about 85 or so. At that stage of his life, he was interested in selling the actual drawings and in getting work and having these drawings inspire a company to see some germ of an idea there that they could go forward. The fact is, since Henry's designs were indeed timeless, he knew about how to nest products so that they would ship easily. He knew how to use lightweight materials. The fact is, his appearance was an 85-year-old man. And we'd sort of walk our way in there, you know, stumbling our way into a booth at a trade show, and I would see people's eyes glaze over, and I would just get so angry because people would just go, you know, they would just make a look. And I thought, man, this is going to be a tough sales pitch, you know, and we would just sort of walk our way in there, and, you know, Henry was always really positive. Each time he would not be deterred. And, you know, we'd be talking to some lame brain, you know, 20-year-old, who would look at these drawings and have no idea of what we were doing. And he'd say, oh, wow, this is really retro. Oh, wow, this is really deco. You know, having no idea of what this stuff was. And I'd say, no, this is not deco. This was done in 1975, you know. And no, this is not retro. You know, this is a shape that is still today. And I would get more discouraged than Henry would, because I saw a larger context to this reaction, perhaps, than he did. And, you know, he was a little old man, you know, and they would just sort of shut off to him at the get-go. And so, you know, that was a little disturbing for me. And then another thing is that he would want to sit and have lunch at McCormick Place. And today, you know, you basically sit on the ground and eat a salad out of a clamshell plastic container and call it lunch. And he would want to sit at a tablecloth draped table, and there weren't too many of those in McCormick Place. So we did find one seating area where we were able to have lunch and just sort of recoup our energies. And then on occasions, of course, he knew people in the booths. That was always a thrill. We would walk into some outdoor furniture maker, you know, some kind of patio. I think they were called chiminias, you know, like outdoor patio kind of fireplace type thing. He knew a person at one of those companies. And of course, most of our products today, even then, and 5-6 years ago, were made in China. So he would, you know, talk about how does that work, and of course, bring up names of people who worked at that company long before the person we're actually conversing with was employed there. So of course, he would throw around names that nobody knew about, and he'd say, oh, I knew the president of the company, or I knew, you know, this kind of person. And that would be another series of memories, you know. So it was a very interesting experience for me to do that. I found it very instructive and reinforced my sense of disdain for people of a younger age who really didn't perhaps have the background to occupy the jobs that they were hired to do for this company, and their understanding of what good design might be in product design.